We spoke not too long ago. It was at Rosh Chodesh, actually. On the relationship between Chanukah and Aser B'Teves. Like everything in the Jewish calendar, everybody's friends, everybody knows each other, and every yontiv has to do with the next. Especially if they're within 30 days of each other, just a short time of each other, they certainly have a shaychus one to the next. Just bechla, when it comes to Chanukah, and of course we hope that we can ride the iris of Chanukah all the way until Purim, to Bishvat maybe, but mostly Purim. Just bechla, a question to begin with in terms of the whole nature of the mitzvah of Chanukah. What's the mahadrin exactly of Chanukah? So I feel like one candle, I feel like two candles, three candles, you know. Altogether, you light at the end of the time 8 candles. This is a mahadrin. This is like what's so special. This is what's called mahadrin and a mahadrin. Every candle it seems to be similar to the next. It's not giving more light, really. How does that demonstrate truly, like the godless of the mitzvah? Chazal were koyveya mahadrin and a mahadrin. Wow, now you light 3 candles instead of 1 candle. Rav Kook has many pieces in Chelek Gimel where he speaks about, as you see here, this is the first in a section where he speaks about Ha'atzmis v'hachimil chamah ha'pnimit, which is the search for authenticity, if I want to be Pshis Chadek. The search for the self. So, Rav Kook writes, Ha'atzmis Bakodesh, as on Daf Kof Tesvav in Oros HaKodesh Chel Gimel. Rak L'Teichen HaKodesh, Ha'ishi V'Ha'ilami, only in the realm of Kedusha, whether it's in the Ishi, one's personal life, regarding the self, the Ha'ilami, or in the world, Yesh Oifi Atzmi. Is there a concept of individuality, of essence, essential self? The Yeshus HaChayim in Makari is Pnimis Atzmas. What he calls a Yeshus of Chayim, living life, true life, which comes from a source, which is a true inner source of self. Avatochin hachol, but in the Rishus HaRabim of the world, the Kavachoy Mehara, and certainly on the other side of Tamei, Ein Loy Oifi Atzmi. There's no such thing as the concept of self. V'loy Taiva Atzmis, and there's no drive for oneself, and there's no taiva which comes or is rooted in a sense of self. V'lomahus ratzon atzmi. One can't say in the tzad of chol or in the tzad of ra and tumma that there's a ratzon atzmi. This is essential. Ki im dechifa chitzonis. Everything is just how you're thrown around. Like today something new came my way, so I grab it. I get pushed in that direction, that's where I go. But a person is like a ping pong ball. Omananas is a pu'ulois hagashmis aruchnias. The makor ha'chishik, but the root of chishik and taiva, and ofius ha'atzmius ha'bakoydash. This is a concept which only exists in Kedusha. Ha'mushvoyim imenu kol advekim boy. And everybody who's davik to this is mushba from it. And of course, when the Torah uses Chaim, it refers to qualitative life. But those who are Dovik Vashem, Dahainu, the Svarim, that the Mefarshim on Rav Kook, if there's such a thing as Mefarshim Rav Kook, but the Talmidei of Rav Kook say that whenever he brings a pasuk at the end of a shtickle, he means that he's summing up the whole piece, like he should do. We wouldn't expect anything less of Rav Kook. See that in the Kedusha, that only in this realm is there such a thing called Chaim. And Chaim Kulchem, that everybody's mushpa from that. There's not a single Jew who makes it his mission that he's searching for his essential self, that he will come up empty-handed, that he'll be disappointed at the end of the journey. That it's something which is guaranteed to every Jew, that he has something which is a neshama, which is unique to him, and a unique tafkid and mission, which comes from searching for that in the Ophias Ha'atzmas. Therefore, not only is it the role of each and every person to search for his essential self, which is his neshama. And it's a journey which never really ends, because the neshama is endless, just like Hashem is endless. And that's part of the beauty of the mission. But it's incumbent upon a serious Ben Torah, who's a Ben Aliyah, who takes these words very seriously, to realize that a person, if he has to work on his own, it's very difficult. And it requires to have a good chevra. And most importantly, it requires a good Rebbe. That a person needs, and every single person has one, that a person needs a Rebbe, and not just a Rebbe, but a Rebbe who knows this, and a Rebbe who is truly dedicated to the Talmud, to each and every Talmud, to bring out that Ophias Ha'atzmas. It's not a Yiddish concept to be a cookie cutter. It's a Goyish thing. Because like Rav Kook is saying, in the area of Chol, in the areas of Tumah, there's no such thing as an Oifi Ha'atzmas. And so therefore we want to just produce. We want to produce many replicas. One of the next. An assembly line. A factory. No such thing in Kedusha as a Beis Medrash, a Makom Kadosh, which is a factory which produces that everybody should look the same, everybody should talk the same, everybody should learn the same Sfarim or think the same way. That's not a Rebbe. You don't need a Rebbe for that. We're not just interested in producing Klalim. This is a place where everybody can find the Klal and there's no Pratyas. But the same thing is true on the other extreme. That if we're just interested in producing, that every single person should be Pratyas. And that's not an institution. And that's not a Rebbe. The Rebbe is considered to be the Klal. And the Talmidim are his Pratyas. And he's trying to bring out Pratyas, but he gives them over a certain Klalius. Because every single Jew is a Prat, and he's also a part of the Klal. And the Rebbe knows how to use his pratiousness in a klalistic way, that by giving over to each Talmud, and on the one hand he's giving over a Dover Klali, that he's teaching a Dover Klali, but he knows how to get over that Dover Klali in a way to bring out the pratius of each Talmud, how to be makabel that klalius in a pratiistic way. This is what Chazal mean when they say that the Yigim Mumidah Shatran and Jeshua's hand is a klal, and it's a prat, and it's a klal. It's a blueprint for a derech and avodas Hashem. You give me the shatran and the drashas then. These are midas of life that every single person has to be derish them. That there has to be a dekuda prati which is surrounded by kolias to its right and to its left. That a person has to see himself as a prat who is surrounded by the kolias. That he's influenced by the kolias. That kolias, if you want to speak a little bit more premiistic, that look how the klalin is a prat, is a klalin, how the klal is an or makif. That there's an or pnimi, which is each person is a prat and is pnimius, but there's an or makif, which is influencing that prat. then he doesn't get lost in his pratyas. We can't have every single person being toifus the Torah in a way where he's going to run off and make new concepts, new drachim in avodas Hashem. The concept of having a Rebbe who knows how to bring out the pratyas, but in a way that he received from his Rebbe and from his Rebbe. If not for the Sfar Makdashim and if not for the Rabbanim and the Rabbeim which we have, we will mamash be lost if we have to find our own way. And it happens many times. There's such Erlich HaYidin and people who are real Mavakshim. And they really have a sincerity to them, mamish. They're really looking. They're looking many times more than the people who have found a little bit something. Except that they've gone astray, the mamish astray. But they think that since they have that fire that they're okay. But they're not okay. And the shittas are not okay. To walk the Derech Hashem is mamish kechut asayir. And it's kechut asayir just to align oneself with that kalius, but especially in the realm of pratyas. That we need so much help. Really need, and Hashem provides, a Rebbe, and Hashem is the ultimate Rebbe. And tefillah is the greatest koyach that we have. So keep in mind that even a Rebbe is a tool, and Hashem is the Rebbe of all Rebbes. That every single person has tools in his life, and especially a Rebbe who can bring out the kochos hanafesh of a person. And if a person sees in a person a Rebbe, that he just wants to make more people like him. And that's not a Rebbe. That's a friend, maybe. That's not a Rebbe. I mentioned before, and I saw this mamash in Chazal afterwards, that there were times in my personal life that took me many years to find the Rebbe, my Rebbe. And there were different times and tkufas of my life where I thought that I had found somebody who I thought would be my Rebbe, and he didn't want me as a Talmud. And there were times where there were certain people who wanted to be a Rebbe of mine, and I didn't want them to be my Rebbe. And I saw this mamish in a chazal. This mamish like this. Sometimes you have a Talmud who wants a Rebbe, Rebbe wants a Talmud, it's just not right. And then it happens. And when it happens, you know it's right. But like the Hafla says, that the Gemara says, just like it says in the Gemara, Shloshim Yom, or Avorim Yom, Achi Yitzirus Avlad is a baskel which comes out and it says, Bas Ploni Laploni. So too says the Hafla, right? One of the Rebbe's of the Chassam Sefer, author of the Sefer HaMakne. He says, so too there's a paskel which comes out and says, Rebbe Zeh L'Talmud Zeh. That's not just a person finds a Rebbe. It's a davar which is shaykh to Sharish Nisham. Like I tell chevah who are dating. It says, you go out with a girl, and she goes out with you. There's no hard feelings here. Says, I'm not just looking for Stam to marry a girl, and you don't have to defend yourself why the shidduch isn't right. It actually hurts the other person in the process if you have to explain yourself to them why it doesn't work out. The best thing to say is, listen, I'm looking for my zivug. You know, you don't have to explain it like this. I'm looking for my zivug. That's it. And I don't think this is right for me. Nothing personal. Nothing personal in that. Is that because you're inferior to me that I feel that I'm better than you? I'm just looking for my other half, and I don't feel like you are mine, and I feel like you have somebody else who will be better for you. Simple. And this is also finding a Rebbe, it's finding a Zivug. Nothing personal. It's not me. It's not my Rebbe. And it's not my Talmud. Of course, the greatest testimony to this is the cheder of the Magid from Mezrich, that he was mamish, the greatest Talmidim of the generation, the Balatanya, Naim Ali Melech, Kedusha Slevi, mamish a cheder of Ga'ene Ga'enim, of Zusha, the greatest tzaddikim of all time almost. It's like an all-star team. Yet, they were all Talmidim of the Magid, but he didn't want to make many Magids. He wanted to make a Balatanya. He wanted to make a Naim Elimelech. And they all went into the same tfus. They all went into the same cheder. And they all came out. with all a different geza completely, a different mahalach completely, with the utmost respect for each other. Of course, we don't understand machlokes tzaddikim. It's usually not because of the tzaddikim; it's usually because of the chati ador, that the machlokes among tzaddikim. This is the paradigm of what it means to be a rebbe. So we have by the Ner Chanukah, we have a shamish. So we don't say, although the halacha is you could be madlik miner l'ner, you can use one candle to light another candle. Well, Tosfos already says that's not how we do it. We need a shamish, and a shamish is a rebbe. And the shamish stands on top of all the talmidim, and you take the shamish, and he lights this candle, and he lights this candle, and he lights that candle. And it's one shamish. We don't have a shamish for each and every life. There's one shamish which is lighting many candles. Because a Rebbe, a true Rebbe, which is called a shamish, is able to give over one light in a way that every single light which is makabel from it, it may seem like it's the same light, but it's really a different light. And the halacha is, when it comes to the halacha in the Ner HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and also by the Ner Chanukah, as Rashi brings in the beginning of Parshas Bealei Yischa, Ashetehei Hashal Heves Oyle Me'eleo, that you have to hold the candle there until the candle is a flame. Not that you give it a tiny touch and then it's... No, you have to hold it there until it becomes a flame. And it can stand on its own two legs. This is what it means in Pnimius, that the Rebbe has to be makash himself to a Talmud, and the Talmud has to receive from a Rebbe, Achat Tehiya Shal Havis Oyla Me'ela, which means until the Talmud is shining his own colors, that he's Oyla Me'ela, that this is him, that he reveals his Atzmius. Because every Ner is Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. And if the Rebbe doesn't, if he just gives him a little bit of a tap, and then he comes up, that's not the Talmud. The Talmud is that you hold yourself there until the Talmud comes up on his own. That he is able to nurture from the Rebbe until he produces his own light. One of the first rebbes from Vizhnitz was the Taras Chaim. Somebody once asked the Taras Chaim, he says, why he's knowing so differently than his father. Doesn't seem to do things the way that the Eilam was used to. So he said a taich in the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. Al kein yazav ish es aviv es imay v'davak be'ishtai. And he teaches like this. He says, there's no nekudus in Torah. He says, you could teach pasuk like this. Al-kein yazov ish. Es avi ves imay v'davek be'ishai. Be'ishalai. That a person is an ish. Al-kein yazov ish. That his ish needs to leave his father and his mother. V'davek be'ishai means he has to be davek to his own ish, to his own fire. And he said that I was makabel from my father. I was makabel from the Shechina, from my mother. But there's that the concept of a yazev ish, each and every person's ish has to leave his father and mother, v'davak be'ishtayin, to be davak to his own ish. This is what the Torah wants. This is what my father wanted. And Rav Yehuda Lajikover, I saw somewhere else quoted in his name, is Bashed. He talks about the son of the Taras Chaim. And he wasn't even talking about the Taras Chaim. He says Tamazoy. He says his son, the Tzemach Tzadik, he did many things which were different from the meaning of his father. and his son, the Imre Baruch, because he was an Enikol from the Rishiner, he did many things along the Derech of Rishin, and the Chassidim were not happy with it, but yet they were Dovik Behem, Mamish Be'ish Kodesh. They never left the Rebbe just because they thought things which were different by them than the previous Rebbe. They had complaints even sometimes. But they understood But this is mamish the derech. Rabbi once told me he called it like this. He says that it's a special thing in Rafshitz. Many times when I ask him about things which he does, you know, how it's different than his Rebbe and so on and so forth, one of the lines he used recently was, there's no copycats in Rafshitz. No copycats in Rafshitz. I once shared a story about the Lechavitcher. But the Lechavitcher, he was asked why he's Mishana from the Derech of his father. He doesn't do things like his father does things, previous Rebbe. So he says, what do you mean? I do everything exactly like my father. He says, my father didn't imitate anybody, I also don't imitate anybody. Exactly like my father. That's what we have in this week's parasha. Yaakov Avinu, and he's giving brachas to the Shvatim. And he doesn't just come to the Shvatim and he gives them one big bracha and he says, all should be good. Everybody should follow my ways, v'zeh. Every single one of the sons receives a bracha, which is tailor-made for that son. And each son was a Rebbe. And he was Koveya Derech and Avodas Hashem. And he gave each one, understanding the koiches of each one. And although the Torah is malbishit in brachas of Gashmias, it's of course brachas in Pnimias and in Ruchnias, each and every one, he gave them a bracha that they should be matziach according to their own derech and avodas Hashem. That's what means Yud Beis Shvatim. Each shevet has its own shah. Its own shah into the Beis HaMikdash, own shah in Shemayim. It's interesting that when Moshe and Yeshua, when Moshe comes and he asks the Kaddish Baruch Hu for the qualities and who should be the manhig which should follow in Moshe's footsteps, his request of Hashem is Yifkoid Hashem Eloki Haruchus L'Chobasar, of which Chazal say that you should choose somebody, Hashem Yisbarach, that he's Soivil Kol Echad Ve'echad L'Fidaita. This is a manhig. A manhig means that he's able to, that he knows how to connect each and every person Basher Husham Kefim Ashehu. This is what Moshe wanted. He could have said, I want the biggest bucky in Shas. So I need somebody who only sleeps 1 hour a night, that his beard is very long, or he wears a really nice bekesha. He didn't care. He just wanted somebody who tightens up with the ends of a manig and a Rebbe is. That he knows each and every person that comes in front of him, he doesn't just treat them the same. He knows how to bring out the kochos and nefes of each and every person. That he has to be a person who is Elokei Haruchos L'Chol Basar. But at the same time, just like it's incumbent upon the Rebbe, Asher Tehei Shel Heves Oyla Me'eleha, Chazal also tell us the Shidcho Shel Aaron Shleishina. Shleishina means, like we said before, that he doesn't veer from the Klal. There's an or klalius that the tzaddik has to stick to, and he gives over that klalius, and he doesn't move an iota from that Messiah. He doesn't move an iota from the light. That there's an or that comes down, and the tzaddik has that or, and he gives that or to the Talmud in a way that that Talmud will reveal his own kochos hanefesh, and that pratius will come out, but not because he's changing the klal. It's like the shemesh. It's mamish like the shemesh. The shemesh produces everything in this world. Everything which has life, which has chias, comes from the shemesh. But the shemesh gives one life. The shemesh doesn't say, I'm going to give a different light to the trees and I'm going to give to the birds. It's able to bring out the chias in everything with one simple light. And that's a Rebbe. That's why Moshe is Pnei Chama. Moshe is Rabbeinu, he's the ultimate Rebbe. And his face is Pnei Chama. That's what it means, Pnei Chama. Pnei Chama means that Moshe is like the sun. And Yaakov is like the sun. Chazal say that when Yosef looked in his dream and he saw a Shemesh v'Yireach, he referred to Yaakov as the Shemesh. Chazal say, how did he know that my name is Shemesh? How did he know that I'm the Shemesh? And the Shemesh is the Shamish. That has the ability to bring out the kochos and nefesh of each individual. And that's what it says by Yaakov Avinu, this Shemesh. It says he gave each and every one of them a bracha pratius, but he sums it up as the pasuk says, "Ish asher kibir chasay beirachesam." And the Sfarim say, "Asher kibir chasay." Each one got his own bracha, but beirachesam, but he blessed them kolias too. So there has to be a cloud, pratu cloud. But the prat has to be subbed in the cloud. Ish asher kibir chasay beirachesam. It's a piece here from Avunim. Simon Chav Beis. Four lines, five lines down. This is in Torah Simcha, Simon Chav Beis. He says, "V'tiri t'rabi Rabbanam." What was the reason behind the Churban? What was the Iker Chet? Shekol echad ve'echad achad es atzmai b'madrigas chaveira. Each and every person was holding himself according to the madriga of his chaver. Ki chayiv kol echad ve'echad lehisnag lefi madrigasai. Every person needs to be noig according to his own madriga. Hainu, the imhu anyu ben taira, that if he's an anyu, if he's a ben taira, ve'in bi achol to lasek b'tztacha gemilas chasadim, he's not a man of means, and he can't give tztaka and be involved in gemilas chasadim, it's a tzarech lasek b'taira. If he has kishrenes in taira, and he's an anyu, he should know that this is my tafkin in life. Vimhu asher, tzarech lios ikar v'dosu b'tztacha gemilas chasadim, and asher can't say, I'm just going to sit and learn all day, he has responsibility to the tzibur, because he has a bracha. There's many mitzvahs he could do, freeing people from difficult matzvahs. He's doing what he's supposed to do. This is what Hashem wants him to do. This is chashav. Turning the page. And if a person comes to a Tamil Chacham v'tzadik, comes to a tzaddik, a talmid chacham, to a rebbe, and he tells him over his matzav where he's holding, and he can't help him out because he's a poor man. He can always daven. This whole tzura fell apart. Every person was looking at Yanam and he was saying, oh, this is a good way to serve Hashem. Person had a lot of money, he saw his friend needed help. Right? He would say, don't worry, I'll daven for you. I'm going to be a big tzaddik, I'll daven for you. I'm not going to give you my money, I'll daven for you. So what he did is that he put away the checks, he put away the bank account, and he said, I'm going to learn because I see that guy over there, his mom is shtagging all day. And he goes back to the crash of the Gemara, that he was davening on the pasuk, so he told them, what's going on over here? Skipping a few lines. He says the sugi here is talking about Churban in English. That what the psukim are alluding to is that the whole sibas achurban was because everybody was confused about their role. This is classic Rabbanim. But this destroys Beis Hamikdash. If a person doesn't know what his tafkid is and what does he have, he doesn't have himself. Mamash nothing. But the atzmis of the adam is in galus, and this sends the Beis Hamikdash in galus. In other words, there was no Rebbe. There was nobody big enough, and there was nobody searching for Rebbe. Was able to bring out and to be able to tell somebody, what are you, a fool? If Hashem gives you this bracha, and you want to do something else, a person has to know his kishron is. Sometimes he needs a Rebbe to just tell him a davar pashut of him. To guide him to what his tafkid is. Yifkoid Hashem Elokei Aruchos. That the Elokei Aruchos has to be yifkoid. He has to be able to bring out tafkidim. heiliger tafkidim of people. That each person should know what his goal is in life, what his purpose is in life. That's what we're all searching for, and the answers don't come quickly. This is mamash the question of all questions. I remember walking around the Beis Medrash in Yisrael years ago, thinking to myself, thinking about this question. What is the tafkid? Thinking like, this should be such a pashut answer because it's such an obvious question. And then you're looking at Sfarim and you're wondering, who talks about this? Isn't this an obvious question? Shouldn't it be like a quick answer? And then you start to learn a little bit and you're like, this is mamash the question. You don't just find answers like this. Every single person has his own tafkid, and the whole leaven is about bringing this out in me. Not just a one-stop shop. A person has to search. He has to try to be Dorish as Hashem. That Hashem should give him a Rebbe. And it's an endless, endless process. That one tafkid will lead many tafkids, lead to big tafkids, and bigger tafkids to bigger tafkids. We don't know the ways of Hashem. But what we do know is that every single person in the Tzad HaKedusha has an Atzmius, which is handmade for him by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's where the Simcha is. Ezehu Asher Sameach B'Chalkai. That's when it comes to lighting the Ner Chanukah. The Ikkar Mahajan is that if you think that lighting more than one light is that you're just making another Ner, instead of having one night you have two, then you have a Kasha. But when you understand that one Shamash is able to make not just one Ner, but a second Ner which is different than the first Ner, and the third Ner which is different than the second and the first, that if we only had Pnimius eyes, we would see Mamish that this Ner is not like the next one. That the first Ner is Shoreishes in Chesed, and the second Ner is Shoreishes in Gvura, and the third Shoreishes in Tiferes. They have Mamish different colors. According to the Seder, it's white, red, and green. Sound like any other colors you know about? The Chamir? It's all a sheker. All those colors in Mamish, it's Kekoif Bifnei Adam. They think that they show many colors, but they have nothing. It's mamish nothing. What we see when we look at colors at the Ner Chanukah is we see the klal of the colors. We see the klal of the neres. We don't see the pratiyas. That's behest upanu now. But I guarantee you, in the times of Mashiach, when you light these neres, you're going to see mamish. Each ner is so different and it has a different face. Each ner has a different face. Has a different face, but the same face. As a Chazal say many times that Avram and Yitzchak had the same face. Yitzchak and Yaakov had the same face. Yaakov and Yosef had the same face. Which means to say that they were Makabal one or. But the Tafkid was different. Avram was not like Yitzchak. Yitzchak was not like Yaakov. But they're all Kolos Abizet. They have one face because they were Makabal the same or. So when we come to Asar B'Teves, after Chanukah, we have to understand that Chanukah is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why Chanukah is Binyan Beis HaMikdash is because it's Ner Ishu Beisai. That in a Beis HaMikdash where there's only one Beis HaMikdash, you can get lost in what your tafkid is. Like Rabbanim is describing here. Because there's one big bias. And it creates a bilbo. What is my personal tafkid? What's my tafkid b'prat? But one of the reasons why Ner Chanukah, which is Ner Ishu Beisa, represents Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is because there's a Ner for each Ish in his own bias. And it resembles, and it stands for the fact that every person has his own Ishios, that he has his own Ish, and he has his own bias. And he's not looking at the other person's Tafkid and confusing himself, what's my Chelek? That's called Bias Shlishi, a bias that'll be clear to every single person what it is that his role is in this world is. Not the bias Rishon, which is a bias of Pratius without Klalius, and not a bias Sheni, which is a Klalius without Pratius. There'll be a bias, which is a fusion of the Klalius and the Pratius. And when you come to Asar B'Teves, every single person has to hold strong that Asar B'Teves wants to ruin, and wants to make a breach in the Churban, a breach in the walls of his bias. That he's trying to confuse a person, that he should lose focus of the Ner Chanukah, that he should forget how to merge and to fuse the Klalius with the Pratius. That it resembles this confusion. So the Indian is that a person has to be very dovuk to that hislavus that he was zeichet to on Chanukah. That even though the servitavis comes and it tries to be mafsekim, bilbulim, he has to be moisef ahaylich, to continue, and to not to be confused, but to walk on his own personal path. The Nair, as the Pasuk says, that it's a rega, that it's a, what's the Pasuk? Ragli the Dvarecha. That each Nair is illuminates each person's path. That's why the Arizal has Kavanas by Nair Chanukah. That one of the Kavanas of Nair Chanukah is it's Mechavim Shem Regel, which is Gematria Ab Kasa. Havaya b'miloi and Eke b'miloi, and another one is the Shem two times Yabok, which is Gematria Derech. Nair L'Ragli Dvarecha. Because that's exactly what Nir Chanukah is. It's koveya derech for a person. It's koveya that he has raglaim to know how to walk. And that's what Chanukah is teaching us. It's teaching us. Chanukah is like a Rebbe. It's supposed to bring out the koichos and nefes within each and every one of us with pratyos. Not to be confused, not to be looking at the next person and saying, of course, there's many things we can learn from each other. But not in a way where we forget ourselves, but in a way that we're always building ourselves. There's nothing which anybody has which is more precious than what I have. A person has to just try to find chin in the eyes of Hashem. A person sits and he learns Torah, and he sees that's what his tafkid is, that's what he needs to do, and that's chavad b'fnei Hashem. Can't get lost with things of which Chazal say. Again, even to walk the ways of Chazal also has to be so delicate. Sometimes a person will see that this thing is mamish the best thing, and a person will drop everything for that. And then another Chazal which says this is the best thing and drop everything for that. This is all confusion. It can be a big confusion in the world of Chazal. The Rav Shitzer said, if I'm quoting him exactly right, but I don't want to quote it in his name. A person can get lost in Chazal. He can get lost in Devei Chazal. One day he has this, one day he has that. He needs a Rebbe to teach him. Everything is good, and all the Mamar Chazal are fantastic, and they're all there to be mechazik a person in his chelek. That if tzedakah, Chazal says so many things about tzedakah, because if a person's role in this world is to be a person who gives tzedakah, then he should know how precious it is. But not that everybody who shouldn't be about tzedakah should run after tzedakah. Chazal didn't say Talmud Torah Kenegad Kulam Chul V'Chulei, so that everybody should just drop whatever they have and learn Torah all day. It's meant to be mechazik each person, that especially Talmid Chachamim, but not only those who are mefanes Talmid Chachamim, even if a person learns a little bit every single day, he should know how chavah that is also. Every single person has a neshama which comes from a place in Adam HaRishon, some from the hands, from the feet, from the heart, from the head. A person just has to know where he is, and wherever his chedek is, that's going to be his simcha in life. And the lack of simcha comes from the fact that we try not to be ourselves. We forget about what it means b'chalkai. As the Sfarim said, b'chalek el akashalai. This is the real simcha. But this godless, this concept is in godless. Who speaks about these things? Who speaks about these things? So many people are walking around. We had a case recently in Yeshiva of a guy that he heard from a Rebbe that Imam, she set him on fire about, you know, that you have to give up your life for Hashem, everything is in Olam Haba, and he shtagged away for 4 years, and after 4 years he woke up and he's like, well, who am I? I mean, I don't know who in the world I am. He was dressed in he was wearing white and black. And he learned 4 years in yeshiva. And he said, I mamash don't know who I am anymore. He felt like he had lost his entire personality. And he felt like he had just got on fire from this Rav who told him about you have to give up everything for Hashem. And he listened to the every iota, give up everything for Hashem. He was on fire. He said, you don't even know how much I learned Torah. And then he just woke up one day and he mamash didn't know who he was. Didn't know who he was. There was no building. There was no building of the self. He was just lost in words of Chazal. He was just lost in a person who sent him on fire. Mamish, no hadracha, no hadracha. And then he got bad hadracha from another Rebbe. He went to yeshiva, which was not meant for him. Chal, chal. Main thing that we should mean erlich, mean at the Shem Shemayim. Hashem wants more than anything that we should find ourselves. We should find Him, and as we find Him, we should find ourselves in the process. We should be zeicha to have people, good chaverim, good rabbanim, who can be able to bring out who we are, not just what they think how we should be, but to walk on the derech of the tzaddikim, that they give big iris to bring out the pratius in each and every one of ourselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that as we continue on this derech from the Ner Chanukah, that it should illuminate our derech always, all the days of the year, without the bizeichet and gala, our true kreches and nefesh, the ikar nekuda who we are, that ufi haps atzmius apnimius, which of course is talking about b'kodesh, bizeichet to dig deeper and deeper, to be find that chelik elokam imad, the nekuda velokos, which is bizeichet to be in this gala, surely be b'yaskoyal tzedek, mi'avim enon.